So Atlas may have carried the weight of the world on his shoulders, but the average woman in New York carries the weight of her entire universe on one shoulder, and chances are it's all in an oversized handbag. While magazines and stores call handbags accessories, many women feel like they're necessities, but they're often ridiculously expensive and ridiculously heavy. So joining me to talk about the purpose of a handbag and even some of the health risks that might occur are Paula Marantz-Cohen, Distinguished Professor of English at Drexel University, who writes about shopping for SmartSet.com, a new journal from Drexel University, and Dr. Michael Minardo, a chiropractor. Paula, Michael, welcome to WNYC.
Hello.
Good morning.
Paula.
Yes.
Why do women need handbags when men get by with pockets? Is the one-word answer makeup?
Yes, I guess it is. It's aesthetics, I suppose. But I think it's a complicated situation. I think it's a lot of things.
Aesthetics?
Aesthetics, yeah. We think about how we look. And we're also nesters, caretakers, so we have to be prepared for things.
The handbag market is a $7 billion market in the United States and has been the fastest growing product in the fashion industry in recent years. How did handbags attain this status?
They're interesting, and women like to change and to have variety, and we're always looking for the perfect handbag that will both look good and will carry our necessities appropriately.
Women, call us and talk about your search for the perfect handbag. Beautiful, practical, affordable. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And tell us, if you're willing, what do you carry in your handbag? Come on now, what do you really carry in that handbag? 212-433-WNYC, and what did you pay for it? 212-433-9692. And doctor, in all seriousness, you're a chiropractor. Do you see musculoskeletal problems as a result of handbags?
Well, Brian, every day we see patients with neck pain, shoulder pain, back pain, and oftentimes I will carefully just inspect the size of the bag, and it is heavy. It is filled with things that people don't even know they have in there, and it causes a pinched nerve in the neck, in the shoulder. And it's a very, very, very common injury for women.
Do you also see men who have shoulder trouble due to their choices in accessories?
Oh, absolutely. It's not gender specific. Anytime someone exceeds 10% of their total body weight and carrying it on one side of their body, they can set themselves up for injury. So it's not gender specific. It's just bag size specific. And men tend to be bigger than women, so they can take a lot more of the pounding.
Right. And maybe this has to do with modern life, you know? Maybe this wasn't a problem before Blackberries and iPods and cell phones. Although, doctor, I seem to remember a warning against kids and even grown-ups carrying backpacks, even the two-strap backpacks, because they'd wind up hunched over, yes?
Well, mainly children do not have fully developed skeletal systems, so they are particularly at risk for this type of injury since they have an immature spine. Again, that 10% rule does apply to children as well. No more than 10% of their body weight on a backpack, even though it is distributed over both shoulders.
Lori in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Thank you.
So what do you carry in that handbag?
Let's see. I take a class at night after work, so I carry my notebook for class. I have my Metro card. I have my makeup. I have my day book. I have my BlackBerry. I have my iPod. I you know, when I leave the house in the morning for work, I don't usually get back until, you know, 11:30 at night sometimes. So I have my lunch, a bottle of water.
You are a real New Yorker. And how do you choose a handbag?
Well, it's two things. Well, one is I like to buy, you know, the like kind of cool handbags that are out there. And often I'll go to Canal Street and I'll get the knockoffs, you know, just because it's, I don't really care about how much I pay for it. But those bags, I don't always carry as much. I just carry a big bag I can see everything in. But then when I'm getting dressed up, I'll take out one of like my nicer bags, either like a bag from one of the department stores or one of the knockoffs. And, you know, it's like that makes a huge difference. People always comment on them, and oh, that's the new hot bag, and I got to get that and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, Paula, sound familiar?
Yes, yes. I'm always looking for the perfect handbag, and that's why I have to keep on buying them.
Me too. The other thing I wanted to say quickly about handbags is with women's, with body image and things like that, when you look at magazines, a lot of women who can't wear like the size 2, the size 4 designer dress, they can buy the bag and they can buy the shoes. And I think that's like really key, you know, in status. So.
That's true. I think that's true. And it's also true that you realize that you can find a handbag that will complement you in the perfect way, but you have yet to find it. You know, it has to be the right size, it has to be the right color, it has to go with the right outfit. I don't want to sound too vain here, but
no, it's true.
It's like anything else. It's an extension of yourself.
And Lori, you told our screener something about what your mom carries in her handbag?
Oh, my mother's really funny. She carries a flashlight. She has nail clippers. She has really the most rant. Like, we'll be out, my family will be out for dinner, and we'll say, oh, does anyone have a tape measure? And she'll pull one out. It's so funny.
It's like from one of those cartoons.
How
big is your mom's handbag?
You know, it's not that big. It's actually just really heavy. But it's a tote bag. It's an average size tote bag. I mean, she's about 5'7", and the bag like fits her proportionately. And but she it's very heavy, and that concerns me about my mother because of her carrying that weight. It's just a little unnecessary.
Lori, thanks so much for your call. We really appreciate it. Great call. And doctor, isn't there some kind of guideline about what percentage of your body weight you should be carrying in your handbag?
Well, like we had mentioned before, it's no more than 10%. And, you know, Paula brings up a good point about people being body conscious and image conscious, and a woman will choose a bag to fit her image and style. And I think men choose women based upon what kind of bags they carry so they can carry all of their extraneous belongings. And that's how we get on. Maybe that's how we choose a mate. Oh, she's got a nice bag. I don't have to carry my BlackBerry. Maybe she'll put it in her bag for me, and it's a match made in heaven.
Maybe that's it.
So it's another way that men exploit women.
just another way. Yes, put that on the list, Paula.
But is that a is that 10% guideline? Does that apply to a backpack, or could
it
be more?
It also applies to a backpack.
It could be right.
It gets up to 10%. You really want to distribute the weight very evenly. So a backpack with, of course, the two handles would be the ideal way to do that. Anything over 10%, if you don't train regularly. Now, remember, it wasn't too long ago where people were going out to the market every day, having to buy 3 meals a day from the market. We didn't have refrigeration. We'd have to lug water in from the well into the house, start a fire. So we adapted because we had to gain the strength to be able to do those tasks. Maybe we're just not strong enough. If you want a bigger bag, go to the gym. Get stronger, carry more stuff.
Didn't the women in the old days carry them on big baskets on top of their heads?
And in some cultures, they still do.
Paula, you wrote that the average woman shops for a new purse at least 4 times a year.
Yes. My sister was very pleased with that because she'd only bought 2 this year, so she ran out to buy another one. but I think it's interesting that it says at least, which means that many women buy more.
Why?
Because, well, the handbag has to go with what you wear and how you feel and where you're going and what you need, and because you are always looking for the perfect one that will hold what you want and express who you are.
Julie in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Julie.
Hi. I actually have never found the perfect handbag, so I've decided to make them for myself.
Really?
And then sometimes I carry another bag inside that bag if I'm going to be out, like the other caller. I'm out for hours and hours.
Wait a minute. What is the perfect handbag if you've never found it?
Well, it doesn't exist, you see, because...
What would it be?
But you make it, you say.
I do, so I get close, but really the whole thing is that women don't have the perfect bag like men. Like, I don't make men's bags because men would like a bag that suits every purpose, and I carry a bag that suits the moment. So I carry a bag throughout the day, and then in the evening I might carry a different bag, or going out to the deli I'll grab another bag, or it just depends on what I'm doing.
That's true. I carry my schlubby weekday backpack, and then my schlubby weekend backpack.
This is exactly why I don't cater to the male audience for my bag designs.
Now, wait a minute. Let me bring in Pearl in Forest Hills, and Julie, you're still on, because Pearl claims to have found the perfect handbag. Is that right, Pearl?
Yes, I have.
What is it?
I found this bag at Target.
So it's cheap, too.
Well, it's cheap, and it was also hard to get, which made it more desirable, like a Vuitton bag. I got it last Christmas. It's an East-West by Rafi for Target. I get more compliments on this bag than anything else. I've been using bags for about 20 years, so I take a lot on road tests. And this one has pockets you can find things in.
Pockets.
It has a hand, right? It has a handle that you can carry on your arm or with your hand, and it doesn't hit the floor, and it also fits the shoulder. It's just great. They should bring it back.
So that's a Rafi handbag for a more down-market
no, it's
target
not down
population.
Market. Trust me, it's Target. It's not down-market. It's patent, and I...
We may be put. We may have a difference of agreement about Target. Target.
Target, absolutely. And it was hard to get. I had to get on a waiting list online, so that made it more desirable.
So okay. Others recognized it as the perfect bag, too.
Excuse me?
Other people must have recognized
that
it was the perfect bag.
Absolutely. It was light. It was a patent PVC, which really looks like patent leather. And I still carry it. And I'll replace the handles if I have to, if they wear off. But I
So, Julie, does this sound like the perfect handbag?
Well, perhaps, you know, for the daytime or, you know, it just depends. I mean, yeah, my bags have pockets in them and all that. But, you know, maybe it's not perfect for going out or.
All right. Pearl, thank you very much. Yeah, Pearl does seem to use it for many occasions you want. The perfect handbag for the moment when there are many moments in life. Julie and Pearl, thank you both very much for calling in. Let's take another call. Taylor in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
Hello, how are you?
Okay. So what does this look like from a guy's perspective?
I find the handbag a pain in the keister. I dated a girl once who, it didn't last, but I found it to be a terrific turn on that she wore a wallet. That was it. we both left the house in just a minute flat, you know.
So, Paula from SmartSet.com, is it unfeminine for a woman to carry a wallet?
Oh, no, I'm not against it. I think it's great. I like handbags. My husband would agree with this gentleman. He can't stand it, especially when I'm trying to find something in the handbag and he has to wait for me. He said often that he wants to just turn it upside down and, you know, find whatever it is. But I find the handbag, it's part, sort of the whole ritual of having it, looking for things. That's who I am. But I have no disrespect for those who can go without.
Doctor, is there a best way to carry a handbag? Pearl in Forest Hills was talking about how she can, you know, she had the right size straps on this perfect one, which meant she could carry it on her arm, or she could hold the handles and it wouldn't hit the ground, or she could carry it on her shoulder. We see women carrying them on their forearms. Is there medically a best way?
Well, medically speaking, if there's a shoulder strap that's adjustable, you should put it across your body. So in other words, with the shoulder strap going to one shoulder and the bag resting on the opposite hip, so that you distribute the weight more evenly throughout your body.
The bag, say it again, the bag on one shoulder.
The bag strap on one shoulder coming across your body with the bag itself resting on the opposite hip.
In front of you.
Actually near your arm on the side, right at your hip.
Yeah, crossing in front.
Crossing in front.
Is that fashionable, Paula, or is that dorky?
Yeah, it can be uncomfortable. It's certainly also the safest way I've found, you know, if you're walking through the city and you want to make sure that you're not,
right.
You know, no one takes your handbag wearing it that way.
Good point.
But it can, you know, destroy the line of your outfit.
Angela in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Angela.
Hi. I think it's interesting that the comment from the man who said he didn't like a woman with a handbag, because every man I've ever been with has said to me at one point, oh, can you carry this? And I think that's the reason they don't have handbags, because they're with women who do.
I agree.
Me too.
men want their mommy. You agree, doctor?
I agree. I think men will try to give as much as they can to their lady companion so that they can be unencumbered while letting their companion shoulder the entire burden.
Here's Emily, who has some list in Brooklyn of what's in her handbag. Hi, Emily.
Hi. When you said that, I actually had to write down a list earlier before I called because I had to go through my bag.
So what's on Emily's list?
Makeup, a book, a notebook, because I'm a writer and I always need to write something down. I carry a compact umbrella, my PDA. I always have a few pens because people like to take off with pens. I always carry a few Sharpies in my bag. I don't really know why. Sunglasses, gum or mints, my keys, my iPod. I carry a mini lint roller just in case. You never know. my wallet, a bottle of water. I also carry a flashlight because my dad is really obsessed with me carrying a flashlight after the blackout.
Hmm.
If I'm going to be going out after, I have extra shoes in my bag. Sometimes I have an apple because I like to, if I don't eat for a long time, sometimes I get the shakes if you don't eat for a while. So I like to have some food in my bag. And if I'm going to go shopping, I often just put things into my purse as opposed to getting extra bags.
Emily, would you hold my cell phone for me?
I can make some room in there.
Are you a Julie who looks for a different bag to transfer all that stuff to, you know, three times a day? Or are you a Pearl who likes the one perfect bag for all occasions?
I've been carrying the same bag since December of last year. I just found this canvas bag at Brooklyn Industries.
And with all that stuff, how's your back?
Terrible.
Really?
Terrible. I'm 25 and I have back problems. My best friend is a chiropractor, and every time she sees me carrying this big purse, yells at me. But I need everything in it, and I don't want to carry a backpack or a messenger bag. You know, part of it is vanity. But I have everything I need right there under my arm.
No surprise a chiropractor is your best friend. Emily, thank you very much. Paula, do you think that there might be a difference between urban women and the contents of their handbags and suburban women who live in car culture?
Interesting. Yeah, I think urban women probably carry more. That would be an interesting study because they perhaps more eventualities that they don't know about might come up.
Doctor, is your practice largely urban with respect to this?
Yes, essentially urban, and yes, I agree.
Ellen in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Ellen, we have about 30 seconds.
Okay. Hi, Brian. Hi, Paula.
Hello.
I just basically wanted to say I'm a luxury.
And Michael, what is he? Chopped liver? Go ahead.
Hi. I'm a designer in the luxury market, and this recent craze for handbags, a lot of it is created by the magazines and the designers and the advertising. And I think it's great. People are having fun. People are making money from it. But a lot of this need to have another bag, another bag, another bag, and the latest bag, it's created, and we're sort of programmed to want these things.
Paula, 15 seconds. Manufactured desire?
To some extent, I think all the things we have are, but I think if it weren't that, it would be something else. I also want to say one word in favor of the word pocketbook, which we haven't said, which I happen
What's
to like
difference?
That word.
What's the difference?
Instead of handbag.
It's just the word. It's no difference, right?
No difference at all.
Doctor, 5 seconds. Last word of advice.
Carry whatever bag you like. Try to do it ergonomically correct, and that's why chiropractors have jobs.
Chiropractor Michael Minardo, English professor Paula Moranz-Cohen, also writes for SmartSet.com. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.